In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are two ways, the way of life and the way of death, the way of God and the way of damnation. And between these two exists a great difference. All must choose. Everyone must walk according to one of these ways. All feet tread down one of these paths. Solomon is confronted with this decision. There is the way of David, his father, who walked according to the way of God in truth and righteousness. This is the way of God's statutes, his holiness, the tabernacle, blood and sacrifice, sackcloth and ashes, confession and forgiveness, mercy and life. And this is Solomon's choice. David prayed that God would create in him a clean heart, and so the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Solomon asked to be given a heart to hear the word of God, a heart that is able to discern between good and evil, between the path of God and between the path of death. But Solomon falls. He travels from life to death. A heart that once only listened to the word of God now only has ears for the voice of foreign women and their strange gods. Beware, for Solomon is not the grossest and most perverse sinner to ever spurn the grace of God. His fall is not the greatest. He was given a heart to discern between good and evil, between life and death, and the same has been given to you. Through the poured out Spirit of God, you, like Solomon, have received a discerning heart. Even more than him, you have the Word of God in your hands, the statutes of God proclaimed to you daily. Solomon only received in the temple a shadow of what you receive at God's altar. His wildest dreams are no match for the grace that God has poured out upon you. And yet, is your sin any less than his? Your heart is a brothel dirtier than Solomon's bedchamber. It overflows with more false gods than Solomon ever knew. Solomon's unfaithfulness and idolatry were committed openly, but you do yours in private, in the secrecy of your hearts, and you think you are the better for it because no one sees. No one knows the false gods that you worship and bow down to. Solomon displayed his idols before others, but you cover yours with a veneer of piety and self-righteousness. You judge the whore and idolater while simultaneously indulging in the same sins for which you damn them. Solomon's idolatry is all the more great because of what he had been given. And so too is the unfaithfulness of a Christian. Like Solomon, you have been given a heart to judge between life and death. So then why do you continue to choose the evil? Why do you seek the fleeting pleasures of death? Why do you not believe God and his word and continually go whoring after false gods? It is because your heart is evil and unbelieving. So take a good look at Solomon, and in him see yourself. See his heart hardened to God's call to repentance, and let your heart be broken let it destroy your heart of stone. Be not a fool like Solomon, who spurned God's call to repentance. Cleanse your heart. Cast out your idols and false gods. Flee from the things in which you place your trust and hope. Hear God calling Solomon to repentance, and hear him calling you. Calling you back from your sin, from your unbelief, from your rejection of him and his way. God doesn't leave the outcome in your hand, though. He does not put a question to you. He does not ask for you to make a choice for him, for he already knows the answer that your idolatrous heart would make. He's made a decision for you. What you could not do, he's done. What you would not have thought to ask for, he's given. Pulling you out from your path of damnation and setting his son, David's true and better son, in your place. The faithful one instead of the faithless. For this is God's wisdom, to sacrifice the good on behalf of the evil. The father kills the faithful son in order to spare his disobedient and unbelieving ones. For David, the adulterer and murderer, for Solomon, the idolater, he gives his son. For you, he offers his only begotten. He holds nothing back. He gives his own over to death. He does not act because of what you have done. His generosity is not conditioned by what you request. He is a God of mercy. This is his way. This is who he is. Merciful in his dealings with your fathers, David and Solomon. Merciful in his dealings with you. This is the way of God. This is life. The way that you rejected and spurned. But God spurns and rejects his son to bring you back. Jesus goes the way of death so that you go the way of life. He is cast out as the adulterer and idolater so that you are received as the faithful son of God. Be like Solomon. Pray for wisdom. Pray for a heart that judges between life and death, and know that God has given this to you and more. Better than riches and honor, he gives you forgiveness and life. Better than powers and kingdoms, he gives you his son. In the name of Jesus.